got to turn that music down.
Well, yeah, it was down to 13% and it was still blaring. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, hon. I'm here.
Okay. I turned it off. This is the one thing I don't like about this interface where we upload the files to play them so that our listeners can also hear the music, because
yes.
I have no control over the fade.
I
and
see.
So, yeah, I have
well,
no
we're
control
getting,
over
we're getting the chat room is filling up. We have 18 people in the chat room, and they're going, audio good now. thank you, Tammy. That's who said that.
Okay, all right, the audio is good.
Before we go any farther, I just want to leave a verbal message to my dear tech husband in the other room. I can't get into the chat. I can only read it. So if you can come help me, please do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How has your week been?
Oh, it's been busy, and we've been having a tremendous amount going on here. Miss Bree from AIR. And Miss Brenda, her mother, who's going to be joining AIR very soon under the name of Mama Hen, have just showed up today. They're going to be a part of the apprenticeship program we are running next week, Monday through Friday. And they came out to complete their apprenticeship because they've been doing it in sections, a week at a time. Miss Bree is gloriously pregnant. Just looks radiant, beautiful, like a little Madonna. She's
mm-hmm.
gorgeous. The baby is going to be a boy, and y'all heard it here first. So
all right,
we
yes.
are just thrilled. And also Deacon Millett is about to show up, and my sister Holly. So we're about to host a party here that's going to last all week long as we do the apprenticeship program.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And hello, Miss Bree, and our prayers to you for a safe and healthy baby. Safe delivery and healthy baby. Please.
Yeah. Well,
on.
It looks everything looks good. They've had the sonograms, and it's just fine, just fine.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, Kat, are you ready for some calls, or do you want to interview someone there at the shop?
Well, I had a lady here. Oh, you know, they just get so shy. I had a lady here with her little girl. I said, "You want to be on the radio?" She goes, "I'll think about it." And I said, you got 30 seconds to think, and she faded on me. So we're gonna get it together. One day somebody's gonna show up who's gonna actually want to be on the radio. But let me ask you the question while I got a moment with you. How have you been doing this week? What's new with you?
It's been a great week. I have been recovering and am about 99.5% recovered now from a very aggressive strain of flu, and was under the doctor's care for that, and I'm feeling well. And last week, last Sunday, actually, I was in the pits, man. But, I'm a trooper, so no one knew, and we pushed on through. It's been a busy week, and, getting stuff done. And right now I find myself really, 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 really dealing with some aggressive stuff. And maybe we should start a call off with this one. Would you be interested in doing a reading on a case that I've got that's kind of really, really out there before we go to
well,
the call?
Well, yeah. Now, this is not a call, or this is just a case, is what you're telling me.
It's a case, yes.
All right. Well, then you present it to me, and you want me to read on it. I'd be glad to.
Yeah, I would. Okay, the person that I am working for, unfortunately, can't talk and be on the phone today, but it's on my heart. It's a case that presents quite a few challenges. My client began a relationship with a man at the time that she did not know is married.
Oh, boy.
Okay, did not know that not only is he married, but he, and has a child with his wife, but then there was an outside child with someone else. And that he also has another wife by cultural marriage, okay, in Africa. I saw these things early on, okay, and we did some things trying to mitigate these things. However, it is totally gotten out of hand because evidently it appears the first wife, who is the one by cultural marriage in Africa, has thrown juju, and I mean really aggressive juju, stuff that these folk who are listening to us hopefully don't know anything about and will never know anything about. Okay. We're talking about West African Congo juju here.
So we're talking about spells that require the death of other animals or even possibly people.
Humans, yes.
Human. Oh, I understand.
God forbid.
I mean, we're talking about a very severe form of work. Yeah, I understand.
So the question is why? Now that my client is seeing how aggressive this thing is, and the man has also put juju on my client. He's done it more than once, and I've been able to get it off each time in order to bind her to him. There's a lot of demonic activity around this as well. So, and I can't go into specifics, but I'm giving you generalities here so that you can at least have enough information to do the work. So he is doing juju. The woman in Africa is doing juju. Someone else is doing juju. Everyone is fighting because of this man, you see. And so even though my client has decided to, as we put it, stand down, meaning I'm going to leave this alone, I'm going to tell him, you know, it's all over and everything, that woman, the first wife in Africa, she's not standing down.
Mm-hmm.
And her juju is meant to disrupt this person's life, career, bind the womb, and never allow her to find another man ever,
even though
she won't have anything else to do with the man.
I understand.
And why is this woman being this way?
All right. Well, I'll put down three cards on it for starters, and we'll just see what we get. First card I get is the Five of Wands. That's a five-way battle, so there's a lot going on here. This is a free-for-all. This is what we call a free-for-all. So everybody's hitting at everybody. Now, some people look at this card and they say it's a practice fight. It doesn't look like a practice fight to me. It looks like a full-on fight. And this woman is one of the people. The man himself is not so good, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Second card that I have... Well, it's the card of the Eight of Swords, and that shows your client tied and bound. She's been tied bound and blindfolded. She may not be the only one tied bound and blindfolded. I mean, this is a situation where she is unable to move. She cannot move without a helper. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was expecting, but here it is. I was expecting, because when we started, I was going, I wonder if the devil card is going to come out. And sure enough, the devil card is here. So this third card. So I'm going to keep going, because devil card shows a man and a woman tied with chains to a rock. And
hold up. Pat, why are we getting an echo from you here? Do you have the volume on or something there?
No, I have nothing on.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
All right.
I have my computer is turned off. I mean, the sound is turned off my computer.
Okay. So you got the devil card. Go ahead, please.
A devil card. And the devil card is a man and a woman. They are both chained with chains around their neck, which they have voluntarily put on. And they've chained themselves to a rock, and they've invited the devil down to govern their lives. The man has a tail of flame, and the woman has a tail with grapes. So the woman wants to be in control of fertility and the home. The man wants to be in charge of his own lust. And the devil sets his tail on fire and says, your reward for serving demonic forces, is your lust will be fulfilled. And for the woman, he puts down his hand, has a Saturn symbol on his hand, which means you're under my rule and control. Usually the woman gets a lesser deal in this one. So what I see here is that this woman has made a deal. Why did she not give up? Why is she still binding the lady even though the lady has left? She made some kind of a promise, I believe. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's, in other words, this all goes back to her original vow. And she may be afraid. I'm just going to go right out there and just say what I think. She's afraid of losing one of her children if she lets this other lady off the hook because she promised. You see what I'm saying? She made some sort of a promise to some bad force, and she doesn't want that bad force to come back on her. Now, I'm not saying I feel sorry for her. She's as tied into the situation as anyone else. She paid a big price. You see what I'm saying?
She made a promise of one of her children to the spirit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew the type of spirits we were dealing with. Yes, go on.
Yeah, so she's tied. So what I'm saying is she's as tied and bound into this as anybody else is. In other words, she got in over her head too, and I think it may be through the person she consulted. In other words, the spirit that she has agreed to work with. What do they say? You sow the wind and you reap the whirlwind.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah, so she's not in such a great shape herself. It's not that, I mean, she is an evil person, but I don't think she knew exactly what she was going to get into. I'm going to look for an outcome card, because you asked me why are they doing this. That's your three cards. And I'm going to do one more card on this, which is on your client. Actually, I'm going to do three cards on what is your client's best thing, okay? First card, Five of Swords. Well, that is drop your sword and walk away, right? Usually we would call that card you'll win, but it'll be a hard-won victory. But here, she's probably just going to drop her sword and walk away. In other words, let the other, but that's what you said, stand down, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's down by the water, and there's white caps, there's stuff, and the water is interesting because the next card is the Six of Swords, and that's a lady and a baby being rowed away across a river to the smooth, clear water. The water in where they are right now is all turmoil, and they're going to be rowed across to the other shore. So she needs a conductor to conduct her away from this. So that would be you. I would guess. You know, something to help her that way. Last card is not, it's okay, but it's not a great card. The last card, I mean, it's a good, how can I say this? It's a good card, but it's not the solution to the problem. It's the Two of Pentacles. And this is ups and downs. So this may come back again. She's not free from this yet. In other words, and they all have water by them. All three of these cards have water. That would recommend watery spells. In other words, bathing, cleansing, spells of water. You understand? But the Two of Pentacles shows a person juggling two coins. She's taken a hard hit here. I almost am seeing, you know, the ships on the background. It's like, is something coming over from across the sea again? You see what I mean?
That another hit is coming. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is ongoing. This is not yet. It's going to go through ups and downs. I would advise her, much though we like to solve a problem, like a medical doctor, we cannot always solve the problem. You know, if someone comes to a medical doctor and they say, hey, you know, I've got this cough. Well, you got, you know, oh, you've got pneumonia. We'll give you antibiotics. It's all gone. And then the other answer is, I'm sorry, you've got asthma. You're in this for life, right? So I think what we've got here, I think this lady has taken such a hard hit, she may now have a chronic problem. See what I'm saying? It may be able to be dealt with ups and downs, but it may take a while of adjusting it. As a root worker, we always want to go in like, you know, paladin and just, you know, clean up the mess and just say, it's all better now.
Have gun will
travel, right? We want to be able to just, by the end of the half-hour TV show, we want to ride off into the sunset and everyone's happy. Sometimes that doesn't happen. I think in this situation, you've got a situation here, and I think you know this too, that this may come back, and it may be, in other words, something may have been laid so dark, so deep, that, you know, I'm not going to say she'll never be cured, but it's like, you know, if someone breaks their leg and they put a metal pin in, that leg is never as strong again. You know what I'm saying? I think your lady took a really serious hit. But I would teach her some tricks and techniques that she can self-maintain. In other words, if she doesn't have the money to spend over and over to be going back to you, I had a client like that one time. She had had this before she came to me. She had gone to the same root doctor for 18 years before she had had a womb curse. Her mother's womb was cursed, and she was born as cursed. And it was a whole family jealousy thing. It's a complicated story, but this gal was cursed from babyhood on, from birth. And it took until from when she was 13 it began to show up, because that's when she got her period, and that's when it really started to take effect. She had abnormal periods. She had all sorts of abnormal sexuality issues. And then it took until she was 18. Finally, it was cleared off of her. And that same root doctor, this was in a little village, little town down in the south, you know. And when I met her, she was a grown woman. It was all over. But what I'm saying is that root worker worked for 18 years to take that thing off that baby and up through when she was a child and a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing is here, this may be a while yet. I'm not saying it's over yet. Okay, does that make sense?
It makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is why that man's wife wasn't hit like this, his current wife, why she isn't fighting her this way.
Oh,
that
all
is
right.
What dumb
all right. Is. Okay. Why? Now, the current wife is also in the USA?
The current wife and the man are in the USA. The ex-wife is in Africa.
All right, I got it. All right, I'll ask that question. Why is this not happening? Oh, well, that's very interesting. Okay. I think the lady regrets what she did in the first place. I get the Nine of Swords. The lady in Africa is suffering. That's a card of depression, suffering, mental anguish, right? She's waking up with nightmares. I think she paid too high a price the first time. She don't want to do it again.
That's kind of interesting, man. I tell you, is that what you see?
Yes, what I see, yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Okay.
Go ahead, what do you say?
I have not looked to see why, because it's just come up this weekend as to the why.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
said, you know what, I'm going to ask Kat this one. Because, you know, I never come to you and ask you for anything. But I'm like, I'm going to ask because I want to be sure that everything I have seen thus far, I have been spot on. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You even called the womb thing. I have been spot on this thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hadn't looked at this last question, and I was like, I'm going to propose this to Kat and see what she has to say. So I don't doubt you that the woman regretted, you know, doing this the first time, but if she did it the first time to the wife long before my client got involved, which my client has been involved with the man for about 9 months, why would she go to such, you know, aggressive means now if she regretted doing the first time to the wife?
Okay, let me explain this here. What she's got going on, maybe regret is the wrong word. I'm thinking she's tormented. She let loose something that she can't control. In other words, this card, the Nine of Swords, shows a lady waking up in a bed crying, and there's nine swords hanging over her head. And on the bed is carved a carving of two people sword fighting, and sword fighting has definitely been the images on these cards. And one person had, and you'd ask, why would someone carve this on their bed? But it's carved on the side of the bed. You can see it clear as day if you have the cards I use, weight, rider, deck.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is stabbing someone through the heart, and the other person is falling back dead. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think she has... And let's say almost rather than regret, let's say she's been convicted of what happened. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she comes from a culture where other wives are allowed, she may have said, "Not let him not have any other lovers." Does that make sense? So
if
she's
he does
okay
come
on
from a culture where that is exactly it.
Right. So she's like, "Let me be the head wife, but don't let him ever have another lover." I think that's what she, she paid a high price for this, for what she got done. And, but she's tortured soul herself is what I'm seeing here. Let me throw another card on and see what we get on her.
When I hear tortured soul, I think of, who is it? El Sol Anime?
Anima Sola.
Anima Sola, yeah, uh-huh. Thank you.
She is. She's a tortured soul. Okay, the next card on this African wife is the Ten of Wands. That's oppression. That's a person carrying 10 wands and trying to, you know, get to their home. That would also lead me to think this has just been the whole, what she has done and what she has set in motion, she's as much, in a sense, I don't think she knew, I don't want to feel sorry for her. She did what she did. It was screwy. And but she has set something in that she's paying for. She's paying for this herself. And I'll throw a third card on that. Oh, this is a funny card. That's funny. It's the Four of Cups. So this is a person sitting underneath a tree, and they've got three golden cups in front of them, and a hand comes out of the sky with a cloud. Cloud comes out of the sky. The hand comes out of the cloud. The hand is holding a cup, and the person's sitting there shaking their head, no, 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 no. I think she also is beginning to realize that this is an endless problem with this man. You see?
Yes,
I mean, she's kind of like, no, not another one.
Yep.
But she may, but the three on the ground is almost like she's accepting that he could have other wives, but she's shaking her head no to that lover, you see?
Because it's the lover that he's most into.
No lovers. She'll take wives, no lovers. You know, a lot of these people come from, I have clients like that, you know, they go, well, you know, my husband's allowed to have four wives, that's all right. And I'm like, you know, but he can't have another woman. All right. That's their life, you know, that's their culture, and they go for it. But there's also another question, and that has to do with the vulnerability of your client or the, let's say, God's plan for your client. And I would do a separate reading on this. I don't think we have time for this right now, but I would just say we might want to do a separate reading on what is your client's role in life, and does God really want her to be, you know, playing with these nasty playmates? And maybe God said, hey, let her get smacked around enough so that she will walk off and go do something more righteous. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, instead of playing with the devil, let's go find an angel.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
And I do sometimes I wonder when people tell me, you know, how come I got hit so bad? And sometimes I'll say, well, you know, it seems to me like that's a lesson for you to learn. You know, yeah, some of the kids, you know, I was just going to say something silly, but, you know, some of the kids drink and they don't become alcoholics, and some of the kids drink and they become alcoholics. Well, you got the wake-up call, you know. You're going to have to not be one of the ones who drinks. And so with her, it may be, you may get the wake-up call, you shouldn't be playing with married men. And now, she didn't know he was married. I realize that, and I realize he is way culpable here. But maybe the wake-up call for her is, check your lovers out. You see what I mean? Last card I get on her, just as a little quickie, Knight of Swords. She needs help. She needs a helper, and that's you, Knight of Swords, someone to rush back and rescue her because she made a mess of things. She, you know, your own client is not, let's just say your own client is not capable of running her own life as you might wish someone to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we've gone a long way on that one. I'm sorry that took a long time, but I hope that And here in the chat room, people are going on about which decks, you know, they use, and people are saying that they use the Rider Waite and other different decks. And then somebody here said, it was Michael. I don't understand. Hi, Miss Michael. I don't understand why so many women want a man who does not understand how to have fun with the golden rule. and that is so true. I mean, Miss Michael is a reader too, and Miss Michael is in air, and she has served her share of clients as well. And it's so true. Those men sometimes just make a mess of everything around them, you know. And then the women don't get it, and they let the men do that to them. And I really spend a lot of my time educating women to just stand up, you know, stand up and say, well, we're going to live by the golden rule, whatever that is. I mean, if you're polyamorous, then be polyamorous. If you're monogamous, be monogamous. But live by the golden rule. Miss Michael, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ms. McHale. I see someone else here. I think Lynn Tyson says the bad boy syndrome. So,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who we are, you know, whether it could have been a man. And, you know,
yeah, well, Carolina Dean just piped up and said, it's not just the women. That's for sure.
I see it. Hey, Carolina Dean,
yeah.
You're right, dog.
Yeah, right. All right.
Well, thank you. I know our callers will appreciate this consultation and what we've just done right now because it brings out some aspects of juju that most of them who do don't even get involved with. But I know we have a lot of practitioners who are listening as well, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that this is going to be food for thought for all. So I appreciate you're weighing in on this a whole lot because I think you hit it right on the head, Kat. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it very much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready for the phones?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones without any breaks here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, caller 973, you are on the air. Give us your name and the state you're calling from. Area code 973. Hello.
Good afternoon. I go by Sushi Flower on my Hoodoo face. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you doing, Dr. K?
I'm well, thank you, and it's so nice to hear your voice.
Likewise. Hello, Miss Kat. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm calling. I just want some input about my relationship. I've been with someone for about 10 months now. And I feel strongly for him, but I feel like he has some walls. He's just not letting me in. But at the same time, I feel like we're very close. So I'm just not so sure which way I should go or if he's got something that he doesn't feel comfortable sharing with me, if we're going to last. Just a whole bunch of questions, looking for some input, guidance.
All right, Kat.
All right, well, no, you go ahead, Dr. K. You get to read this one.
Okay. All right. Well, Sushi Flower, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing here I see is that you're standing at the crossroads, pardon the pun, of decision-making, and that's the Ace of Swords here, and it's the timing card. I've switched back to the Quest Tarot here for this particular session today. And so I know that you have to make a decision, and I believe that the time is right now for you to make that decision before you go any farther with this relationship. The Chariot card sits in the present, which does speak to self-control. It also speaks to controlling forces. It speaks to willpower. In this particular instance, in light of what you're talking about, I believe that it is a question of which direction you go here. And do you continue to try to control this situation with this man? Well, your future card tells me you got options, girl. Your future card is the multiverse card from the Quest Tarot that says you got options and that you should explore those options. It looks like you are a wounded healer as well, meaning that you have had your share of heartbreaks and you've been there and got the T-shirt, the monument in the front yard as well, all right? But you know, let's take it around the bush one more time and see what's there. That's that card. The Death card, the reverse is in the outcome. The situation's not going to change. You hit a stalemate. I don't think this is going to change for you. So it is time for you to make a decision. You know, stay or go. Give him his walking papers. Tell him to bounce or you bounce. Either way, you need to make a decision. And if you don't think you got options, you do. Kat?
Mm.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. I would add to this a little bit of practical work because I like, you know, if he reads, I'll give the practical stuff. What I like to do is burn what are called test candles, is what I call them. I don't know if anyone else calls them that. You know what I mean, Dr. Keone, where you burn a candle without messing with it just to see
mm-hmm.
where things are going and
yeah,
then read the candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you spoke of it last week. Yes.
Yeah. So this is a candle that you would dress and bless and pray over for the success of your venture. In other words, it is a magical candle. It's not just like getting a card reading. But you're also going to be reading the candles as you go. And, you know, at this point, you might want to do a series of these candles. And let me ask you this. You said you want him to be closer, right, more open to you emotionally. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, I feel like we're very intimate and close. I mean, not intimate physically, but I feel like when it comes to certain parts of his life, he finds a way to shut me out. I mean, he's introduced me to his siblings. I've been around them a few times. But when it comes to his parents, it's like just a brick wall, absolutely
all right.
Nothing.
All right. So here I understand it. So let me ask you, and you don't have to be, I don't want to embarrass you in public. Have you had sex with the man?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to marry the man?
I would like to. I care for him deeply. I mean, the way I feel today, I think that we'd have a good partnership. We interact with each other very well.
All right. Well,
so
here's what I would do. I'd get a series of candles, all right? And you could line them all up next to each other and light them all. So let's start with, fire of love. That's good for sex. And then you might want to love me so that he's more expressive. He says, I love you, I love you. And then you want to have his parents be approving, so you might choose a peaceful home, which is good for good family matters. You might choose a marriage candle. Okay? You could use a road opener or something like that somewhere in that mix also. Line those candles up. Pray over each one for what specifically you want to do. Light them all up at once and then watch what happens. Okay? I've done this. Mm-hmm. I had one client that I did this for, and we saw where the blockage was. You understand? The blockage, the fire of love candle burned beautifully. The love me candle burned beautifully. The peaceful home candle burned really dark. And the marriage candle was really dark, you see? So we saw what had to be worked on. Then we were able to focus in on that kind of work. So that way, and that lady ended up burning many, many, many a peaceful home candle and marriage candle, and she, you know, she got what she wanted in the end. So those are the kinds of things that how I'm doing candle magic. Now you could go into a more complicated spell with a doll baby. And that might be a good thing to do. I also would recommend, if there is any problem with the potential in-laws, of course you're going to want to put them into a honey jar. You know about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey there. You asked a question about why he isn't opening up, and I'm sorry I heard that, but I didn't hear it. And so the second time around, it actually, you know, crystallized in my spirit, and I turned to cards, as Kat gave you that excellent advice. Nine of Swords, Kat, as to the why. And I think this speaks to a lot of injury and hurt and baggage here. Okay, and with the Crest Tarot, this is Mars and Gemini energy.
Well, you know, one of the things that needs to, it sounds to me like then what needs to heal, there's some, the whole family needs a little bit of healing, you know, as far as his place in the family, your place as a potential mate. I would certainly give it some gentle work. I have a tendency, depending on what cards come up, to choose what element to work with. In other words, if I get a lot of cup cards, I'll work with water. If I get a lot of clubs or wands cards, I'll work with fire. And if I get a lot of swords cards, of course, that's incense and air. If I get a lot of coin cards, then I'm working with mojo, hands, and amulets and talismans, you see. And, of course, sometimes I will mix and match them, you know. So that's another way to think about what to do. You know, I would certainly work on him physically, do some contact type spells, you know, get some oils on him and things like that. You have sex with him, so are you doing anything like feeding him your blood or anything like that?
No, I have done no work on him the entire time of our relationship. When we met, I was trying to bring love into my life. And mm-hmm. so once he came, I was just so happy to finally connect with someone. And I just haven't wanted to do any work on him. And I will do the series of candles just to see if I can tell anything that's going on. But if it gets to the point where I will have to do a lot of work for him to get rid of his baggage and clear some roads, I mm-hmm. think I just might follow Dr. K's advice and explore some more of my options.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. If it were me, and like he said, you do have other options, the other thing is I would set a time limit, and y'all have heard me say this so many times, I don't want to be redundant, but pick a time. Just sit down quietly and pick a time and say, this is the time. I will work with this man up to this time, and then I'm taking another turn in the road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what that time may be for you, what I tell people when they're my clients, I would say, you know, what's your birthday? What's his birthday? What's the next holiday in your culture, whatever that may be? You know, the next big American holidays are Halloween and Thanksgiving, you know. Just pick one, you know, whatever it is, Christmas, whatever it is you like, you know, Valentine's Day, whatever it is, you'll say, ah, that's the day. And if things haven't come my way, then I'm, you know, I'm just let this one go, you know.
Right.
All right.
Can I ask one more question? Okay, no. I'll let it go.
That's
I
up
see
to
you
cat.
Guys.
Okay, Sushi Flower, thank you.
Thank you.
Cat?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
You want to go take another call, or it's up to you, hon. You're the ringmaster.
Okay. Let's take about a 60-second break, real quick here. Let me.
All right.
But I don't even want to say what I got to do. 60 seconds. Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. So everybody, go get a drink or go do what you got to do, and come right back. 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and drkeone.com, located online at dr. A very great show thus far today, and we're ready for more calls. Are you, Matt?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, let's try caller, area code 850. 850, you're now live here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. State your name and state you're calling from.
Good evening, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kapp.
God bless.
How are y'all tonight?
Just
great
fine.
Show.
Who is this?
this is Tammy, and I actually had hit the one button and how are y'all? It's a great show, but I'd love a reading.
Well, okay. Once you can figure out what you want to say, we can get there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got a little bit nervous, oddly enough. My question involves future endeavors. Mm-hmm. Future endeavors involving career.
All right. Well,
all right.
Okay. Do you want to have a bit of a reading, or do you want to just give us some recommendations?
Whichever you prefer, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I actually shouldn't hit the one button, but I'm open for a reading and would love and be honored to have a reading actually by both of you, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So you have career issues. In order for us to get some idea how we can help you, what is the kind of career that you're interested in?
A creative career. I
okay.
currently work in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I hold many licenses in the state that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I love sales and love to work with people and love to help people. So any type of a helping profession, creative profession, and anything involving my voice to help other people.
All right. So what I would recommend for you would be that you, first of all, focus on an achievable goal, something that you actually want. I mean, you've set too broad a table here. You can never eat all the plates at life's table, you know. So, you know, a creative career involving your voice could involve anything from being an opera singer to creating public service announcements to save feral cats. And I don't know where it's going to go, you know. So you need to pick something that is achievable and that is, you know, within your realm. Once you do that, I would create a small altar to that issue, whatever it is. Let's just say I'm going to pick feral cats because they're so dear to my heart. So I want to save feral cats. I want to become the spokeswoman for feral cats. I want to be on Oprah talking about feral cats. You know, whatever. I want to be the world-famous feral cat lady and help feral cats. I'm public service, and I'm also using my voice. I would start with creating an altar. I would find the things which go with my goal. In other words, those who I'm going to help, the kind of, say, if I wanted to be in music, the kind of music I wanted to perform, if I was going to be in radio, I'd get some old radio equipment from an old radio station, something that would be a talisman or token to me. And I would set up literally an altar to this goal. I would be addressing it with Crown of Success. In your case also, because I could sense that hesitation, you might want some crucible of courage to strengthen your ability to think on your feet and just go with it. You know, don't become embarrassed. Don't become nervous. Because if you're interested in, I mean, I have no broadcast training. I know Dr. K does. But, you know, the one thing my mother taught me was what she called how to hold up your end of the conversation. And if someone points a finger at me and says, you're live, I can talk. I don't know how. It's just a gift. But if you need that gift, Crucible of Courage helps. Crown of Success helps. And the herb deer's tongue, which is used for eloquence in speech, that would help. Deer's tongue, by the way, can be burned and added to incense. And it's a very interesting plant. For those who smoke tobacco, which I deplore and would tell them to stop immediately. However, you can add deer's tongue to your tobacco that you smoke if you roll your own. And it is used to make a very finely scented tobacco mix, a very old traditional thing to smoke. It also can be smoked with non-tobacco things like kinnikinick, you know, bearberry and all that stuff. Or you can burn it on incense, deer's tongue. It's very, very useful. And it is just something that's used to make your speech better. Okay, so those are some of the ideas that I would have. For instance, you might take Crown of Success, and steady work is always good, too, to get yourself a job, and then a little bit of the Crucible of Courage, and then take some deer's tongue, a packet of deer's tongue, and put that into a bottle and mix those oils together, and make yourself a special blend. Or you could ask at Lucky Mojo, we will make the special blend for you. In other words, if you asked for a four-way Root Worker special 4-ounce blend and said, I want these with plus, I want extra deer's tongue, we do it for you, no extra charge, because we make them all up individually for people who buy the 4-ounce bottles. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck to you. Very much so. And I did pull the Father of Cups here, and that told me that you need to go with that which you love. Do that which you love, okay? That is your first love, that which is most creative for you, the Father of Cups says. You do that which you love. So I echo what Kat is saying to you, and get started, and let's hear back from you how you're going to do. Okay, Tammy?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you so much, Dr. Giannini and Ms. Kat. Thank you.
Sure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, moving to our next call. Kat, are you ready?
Yeah.
All righty then. This is so much fun.
Well,
you
know, now you know, you anytime you want to, too. I'm always going to be a good little girl, and you can play music anytime, okay? Just as long as some of the music you play is Lightning Hopkins.
Well, okay, all righty.
All right,
okay,
that's
everybody,
all
everybody, you all heard her. She called me out, so I got to put in Lightning Hopkins next week. I was trying to get stuff uploaded here, including those tags and things that we got here. And, I mean, it's a damn thing. Part of me just kept crashing every time I tried to upload it, but it would let this other music upload it. I'm like, what's going on here? So, you know, we're gonna get there. We're going to get there. How about area code 337? That number just jumped out at me just now. Area code 337, you're online with Kat Ironwood from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and myself, DrKeone.com. From Dr. Keone from DrKeone.com, will you state your name and where you're from?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead and talk. Turn your radio
okay.
your computer, please.
I'm not around the computer. Actually, I'm sitting in the car. Are you getting interference?
No, it's fine now.
Okay. My name is Anesta, and I'm in Louisiana, as you know. I'm having problems because I recently got married about maybe 2 years now, actually. And it just seems like everything that me and my husband try, every job he tries to get, he's never. He has a lot of education. He doesn't get anything over $8 an hour job. He has a master's degree. And I'm just wondering if it's our location, Louisiana, or because he's from Cameroon, maybe it's something more.
Okay,
so I'm just wondering, maybe if you could read
all
on
right.
it and let me know.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before we – I'm going to let Dr. K read on it because I heard him flipping cards and he beat me to it. So he gets that. But what I'd like to know is, what is the man's name?
Eric.
You don't know. No. You don't have to give that on radio. The reason when I read for people, I just need to have at least a name because I can't just say he. It just doesn't work for me. So Eric. And what sign of the zodiac is Eric?
His birthday is July 8th. Cancer.
And does he have any training in any field of employment?
Yes. He has a master's degree in international affairs and, I'm so nervous. I forgot what the other one is. what is the other one? I forget. I'm sorry.
All right. So he has a master's degree in international affairs, and you're in Louisiana. Now, I don't know. There's not going to be a whole lot of jobs in international affairs in Louisiana. There might be some. But what kind of work is he looking for?
But he has training and all kinds of things. He has, when he was in Africa, he has all kinds of training. I mean, as far as vocational training, like carpentry, electrical, all kinds of different things. So I've been thinking of moving to Houston, but I don't know. You know, I for some reason, I just feel like it's just something else coming from somewhere else.
I'm seeing the picture. Now I'm beginning to see what you see. All right. Let's turn Dr. K loose on it then.
Okay, so what you're saying here is your husband can't seem to make any headway financially, even with an advanced or graduate degree, and as a result, you all are basically suffering. You're not living up to your potential is what you're saying, correct?
Yes, but he keeps telling me that his mother has done things to make sure he has a prosperous life. But I've noticed his sister has a prosperous life, his brother has a prosperous life, but he's the oldest, and I'm wondering if maybe because he's the oldest, that's the oldest, maybe that's the reason why he's not. Maybe it's his mom or somebody doesn't want him to be married.
Dear heart, I'm not kidding that this is his mother nor his father, but it is another woman. And it's funny because we started off the show talking about African men and all this stuff. And here we have the emperor reversed in the past. And I believe that is your husband and all of his potential being muted and he's not able to. The father of cups comes up reversed, so I know it's not the father in the family. The mother of wands comes up reversed. I know it's not the mother in the family, and you've just said that she's doing work to help him. So I don't see this hurting him. But I do get a hit with the daughter of wands here, that there is another individual, a woman, who is fighting against this situation. And so the eight of wands is reversed in the outcome, Kat, in regards to this. And it almost feels as if someone is trying to make you, is trying to discourage this man and keep him from having any success here in the United States with the hopes that he will become disenchanted and make a move back across the water. Kat?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That does make sense to me, too. That's a hard one because I have found this often, and this isn't the first time I've seen this. There is a kind of let me just be real blunt here. I'm just going to be really just speak from my experience. I have seen this quite often in people from Africa, that someone, and it may not be the mother, it may be somebody, some other woman, an aunt, a cousin, even I've seen it sometimes be younger brothers and sisters who stayed behind. They do not want that person to prosper in America or in France or wherever they've moved to. There is that strong feeling that they should come back. And we see this a lot. You know what I'm, again, Ms., you know, Dr. K, you've seen it, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. I got all a right. lot of African clients. Yes, I see it all the time.
Yeah. And it's just, there must be a lot of root doctors in Africa doing this work. We'll bring them back to Africa. I mean, I understand it. I mean, there's a kind of a reasoning behind it. Sometimes we'll find it from Jamaica as well, but not as often. Usually with the Jamaicans, what they just want is the money to be sent home, and they'll be fine with you working in America. But there are people who are cursed until they send money home to Jamaica, and I know that too.
We don't have any to send back. That's the problem.
Well, no, they want him back. See what I'm saying? The way I see things, there is somebody down in Jamaica doing an awful lot of send the money work, and it's become popular. It's really become popular. But from Africa, it's more like come home. You cannot prosper. You must be here. And some of it is jealousy, and some of it is a desire for help. But a lot of the times, it's jealousy. If you know, they want to drag you down into the hole that they're in, to quote Bob Dylan. You know what I mean? It's just they don't want someone to prosper. So then you're going to have to talk about cutting ties, and yet still maintaining the better part of the ties. And this is a very deep spiritual work. So I would say cleansing and bathing is going to be important to take off the restrictions, to take off the bad luck that has been put on to the person, and to cut ties and maybe in a way, if this makes any kind of sense to you, to go up the stream toward earlier ancestors. And you know where I'm getting with this here? In other words, apply for the help of an earlier ancestor who can be a guardian and protector and will take on the job.
From my ancestors or his?
His. This is about him.
When we have this conversation about this, he keeps trying to tell me he doesn't believe in it. And I'm telling him, okay, what African are you who doesn't know that this happens and this goes on?
Uh-huh.
He doesn't believe in this.
Yeah.
This is the stuff he's telling me because I'm American. He's telling me this stuff to try to throw me up, telling me I don't believe in that.
My mom raised me Christian and this stuff. So I'm knocking my head up a brick wall. I've gotten to the point where I'm
I get it. All right. Well, then you're going to have to work on him. Quietly. You're going to have to work on him without telling him you're working on him. All right? So one of the ways you can do is what I was always taught to call sneaky tricks. You can, if he uses a body wash or if he uses a shampoo or whatever, you're going to have to put some things in there. But what is going to have to be in there is reversing, because you need to send it back to where it came from. Reversing, protection, and then you're going to want to put in something like crown of success or career, steady work type stuff, you see. But he needs it taken off of him, but if he doesn't want to hear about it, then you're going to have to do it. For instance, do you do his laundry?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so now you know you can get in some of these bath crystals to put in his socks when you do his socks, you know, so you can dress them for success, for steady work, for job getting, for whatever it is you want. Just do his laundry that way. Put the bath crystals, a sprinkle of them in at the rinse cycle. Don't put them in the wash cycle, but in the rinse cycle, and they'll just spin dry and then dry into the clothing. And another thing that you might want to do, okay, he's Christian, that's good. I mean, many people are Christian who will still want some kind of a work done for them, and maybe they don't know that it's being done for them. So if he has any, like his clothing, you might take and stitch into his clothing a little bit of a charm that's going to help him. But it could be something very subtle that he doesn't know is stitched into his clothing. For instance, just to give you an example, so a man wears a windbreaker. It's made in two layers, and it's got a pocket. Okay? You can go in and unstitch that pocket cut the threads, and then you can put in a little packet, which you sew to the lining. He's not going to see that. Just stitch it, hold it so it doesn't go anywhere, and then re-sew that pocket. He'll never know that you did it. But now every time he wears that windbreaker, he's protected, or he's made attractive to an employer, or he is in some way empowered. You see what I'm saying? People do this for their children.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that all of those are great suggestions, and I do hope that you will take these suggestions at heart. Our caller here in Louisiana. And we only have 1 minute left. And I want to ask you a question before we go. Are you aware of a former girlfriend or wife in Africa that has a child from this man?
Rita told me about him. When I asked him, he denies it.
Well, that's who's doing this. I got
it. Rita told me about it, and I found an email. And I found an email that he left open on the computer from him. He told me it was just an old friend, whatever, who had a baby. He denied it, but I know, but I just don't talk about it. You keep saying it. He denies it, and I just don't even want to argue about it.
Because
I feel like he was before us. I don't, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, baby girl,
what can I say?
That's your
problem right
there. If you
keep telling
me
no, I've never been to Africa, so what can I say?
Yeah. Well,
I know you lie, but what else?
Well, you know, rather than confront about the lie, but now Dr. Keone has said the same thing as the previous reader said. So this is who's doing it. And there's another thing that you might want to consider, which is trying to cut his ties with that. Now you know what that's about. Try to cut his ties with that. And sometimes. Sending out a reversal, that will help. That will help. Reverse it back, you know. A mirror box or something.
Okay. I hope it's not
all
like
right.
the first
well,
reader, because I don't think I can handle this.
All right. Thank you for your... We have to cut you off, but thank you for calling in today with that very, very, very interesting situation, and I was hoping I was going to be able to throw that at her because... I knew she knew, Kat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I knew she knew.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I saw it in the cards. And I tell people, it's like my client that I started the show off with, no, I can read. I can read. Mm-hmm. I might can't count, but I can damn sure read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we have had a great time. We got to expand this. What about about 90 minutes maybe? What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, people in the chat room, we have, you know, they're all going, went off the air just when it was getting good. Please extend the show to 2 hours in the future. We need more time to enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they probably do want more time.
Yeah. In fact, I'm sure they're still on the phone because even though the show is not streaming live right now,
mm-hmm.
I believe we still have people on the phone. Now, of course, it's not recording through to Blog Talk because the show, you know, we only reserve so many minutes. And
mm-hmm.
so, but I believe these people are still here on the phone and waiting. And so that tells me that, you know, one, we can continue the show,
yeah.
But number two, next week, maybe we just ought to go ahead and extend this thing to 90 minutes and be, you know, because we
yeah, I'm fine for it. Yeah, they're saying here, Debbie just wrote, we can't hear you, Miss Cat. Guess I'll have to get the archive. And Miss Michael wrote, they're still recording but not broadcasting. And
okay.
Triple Threat says, yes, we can hear on phone and chat. So, yeah, and they're all going more. All right. So
yeah.
Now my question, what they're asking is, will they be able to hear this extra part on the replay?
Yes.
They will.
Until we stop.
Okay. All right.
Up until the last minute, yeah, I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
And I'm recording it too, but I notice I'm having a problem with my recorder, so I'll listen to the show afterwards, and I'll have the entire thing here because I am recording it as a backup.
All right. All right.
Go
well,
ahead.
I'm willing to go to 90 minutes next time, and we'll see. You know, they're asking us to please keep going to the phones, but I think we're done for the day.
Yeah, we'll have to. The one thing that
we have to do is
reserve more time, and we'll have to put in a few breaks there. You know, sitting continuously
yeah.
like this is not good. We'll take a couple of breaks in the show. And we'll get
right.
to you guys next week. We promise we're going to do an hour and a half and from now on, and that way it allows us to get to quite a few more people. So
yeah.
We want to thank you for listening tonight to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Join us again next week, 6 p.m., the same time, when you hear the strains of the Jug Band Waltz. And we'll bring you Cat Iron Wood from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, along with myself, Dr. K. And we'll help you do that hoodoo that we do so well.
All right. Thank
Good night,
you all. Good night,
everyone.
Good night.